Hosting on Airbnb is easy. I have total control of my home and my time.
So, if I wanted to, I could just host every other weekend. Or, when I happen to be away with work.
Or just the August Bank holiday weekend.
But not on a full moon. Or even a leap year.
Your house. Your rules. Become a host today on Airbnb.
Listen to the award-winning Women in Business podcast from NatWest, a series presented by June Sarpong. Discussing the highs and lows, she's joined by budding entrepreneurs alongside NatWest's Women in Business specialists. Plus tips from leading business women, including Martha Lane Fox and the British Fashion Council's Caroline Rush. Search NatWest to listen and subscribe, and to find more interviews with industry experts, hosted by Mary Portis.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna. God, I love that Banana Anderson.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Hava Nagila Weber. Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
Hot dang. It's Jessica Dang.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster,
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony, give them hell, Miss Noel,
the incredible edible Matthews sisters,
and Lizzie Drucker, a fun motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens, crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Tell us what happens when there's so much that crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Chairs are satanic, okay? These chairs.
Oh my God. It's Friday night in New York City.
Oh,
I'm putting on the voice.
Oh my
recorder.
God, you guys are so sweet and cute. I forgot what hell this city can be, too. It's yesterday we were coming here hungover, dragging from the hotel. Ben's like, it's two blocks. I'm like, do you remember what that means?
Oh, my God.
Okay. These are city blocks, bitch. Then it starts pouring down. We come here. We're like soaking. Everybody was coming in here like, what are we even fucking doing here?
Yeah. You know, like, yeah.
And then today it's a beautiful day in New York. Yeah. I slept till 5. And everyone's walking down the street like, hey.
I know. It was amazing.
Day. Everybody's psyched in the audience.
Oh my God. It is so exciting. It's always exciting, but it's especially exciting tonight to come here to the Gramercy Theater in New York City, because this is our very first time ever recapping Real Housewives of New York in New York. And we have all sorts of people that came from literally around the world. We have people who came in from Singapore, from Sydney, from Scotland, from New Jersey.
Jersey, I'm so sorry, but you have been court-ordered returned to New Jersey.
Okay. Yes.
You guys, this is one of those times where no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, you've got to go, they get it right sometimes, right? Like, bye, Joe Giudice. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay?
You guys,
don't let the door hit you, where the good bitch split
you. For those of you guys who don't know, it's official. Joe Giudice is getting deported back to Italy. So that's happening.
Italy is so mad they're taking away pasta.
Yeah.
Okay? They're like, fuck you. We didn't ask for this.
It's not about the pasta. I'm excited because I have some family here tonight. I mean, you're all our family, but my brother and sister-in-law are here somewhere.
Oh, yeah, both hot.
They may actually, They're here somewhere. My cousin Melissa is here. And you guys, Melissa turned 40 today. So she is spending her 40th birthday here with all of us. So happy birthday, Melissa.
Love you, bitch.
Where are you?
My best friends are here, Brandy and Aileen. Hi. Aileen's the pushy one with an iPad, so buy some merch. We've got some magnetic poetry and some pins. Love you, girl.
And we don't know. We think Steven from Summer House is here.
Okay, I don't know if he is, but he was last night. We didn't say hi to him.
Yeah.
He's like, why didn't you say hi to me?
We had
he was
a
all mad. I got this look all night. So there, it's late.
Yeah.
Also, I've lost this fucking Apple Pencil, which I'm not even using. I've lost it 5 times today, okay? I've had a lot of emotional issues today. I'm like, where is it? Where's my pen? They're like, buy a fucking piece of paper, Ronnie, already. And it was sitting up here.
It's been a dramatic week, honestly. Like, we went to the, in case you didn't hear yesterday, we went to the Regency on Wednesday. And we got really, really drunk. I got so drunk that I literally bought a ticket to Once on This Island. So I'm going to a matinee of a Broadway show tomorrow. Because I got that drunk.
Mama will provide.
I guess they're worse.
Provide you.
There are worse ways to...
Rocks to throw at the bums. Flowers to eat. Has nobody seen that musical?
It's
amazing.
Rocks.
I saw it drunk in high school. Yeah. It's not rocks to throw at the bums.
I don't know.
Ruining their musical.
Once on this podcast. So, I mean, should we just like this is a big episode.
It's big, you guys.
It's a big episode with a lot to cover.
When this episode aired, I believe this was our first year of doing Watch It Crappens, right?
I think it may have even predated us.
No,
I'm not sure.
We talked about the camel.
I don't know.
I remember that. We have recapped this in some way, shape, or form. But this was back in the day where I was fairly new to Housewives because we had just started doing this show. And I was like, this show is toxic. I will not stand for this. Like, I was furious. First of all, in general, I was angrier back then.
Yeah.
Like, you guys have helped me become a happier person.
Become a happy person.
Also, about 50 pounds feels good. Not going to lie. I was mortified. I was like, these ladies are so horrible. This Jill Zarin woman needs to be burned at the stake. Like, let's bring that back. Let's bring that back, okay? You know, sometimes there are witches, okay? I know, listen to half of you. You're like, no! Me, Jill. This is the look on Jill's face through 90% of the episode.
Well, the good news is that it's time for Jill to have a redemption. Ladies and gentlemen, Jill Zarin. No, just kidding. I just did that just to get Ronnie really scared there for a second. He was like...
Jill Zarin literally had us invent Shut Up Mountain from back in the day. Because I was like, go to Shut Up Mountain. God damn it, I'm sick of it. So here we are all these years later. And I was like, well, I feel better about this. Will I still feel like it's toxicity? Yes.
Yeah.
But it was so much more fun this time. I mean, it really is fun seeing how much Luann has changed. This was right in that section where Luann was still pretending like life was great. She was better than everyone. And she hadn't filed for anything, you know, terrible yet.
Yeah.
She hadn't been kicked out of any Motel 6s yet. Or
no.
Whatever. No offense.
Yeah.
Countess.
Anyway, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to watch on Bravo. Tonight we are recapping Call Morocco, classic Roni episode. Who watched the episode again to get ready for this? Who else was just laughing the entire time? Was it not amazing? I mean, Scary Island gets all the credit, but going back and watching this, I mean... This was, it was toxic, but it was toxic and hilarious, which is all that matters.
Well, I mean, so is this, but it's delicious, you know what I mean? Tito's, toxic Tito's, delicious.
So Should we just like dive into
it? Yes. Okay. So for those of you who are friends of or who didn't watch this, also I like that there's house lights so I can actually see your faces. Like,
I know it's
you're
so nice.
You're adorable people. You
Look,
know
someone's
that?
Wearing the "What's the matter? What's going on? What's happening?" shirt. What's the matter? What's happening?
Really,
what's going on?
Really
oh, two of you guys are. Oh my God, two "What's the matter? What's happening?"
But for friends of and who aren't familiar with this shit, this was a supersized episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, normally in these podcasts, live shows especially, you know, our first live show is 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
In 110 degree summer heat, and only my mom and her old lady friends are there. So from then, we've tried to shave off about 5 minutes per live show.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to warn you. A lot of nothing happens, and we're going to talk about every fucking second of it. So just buckle in.
We are. So the episode opens up with the previouslys on Real Housewives of New York, which is important because
so much happened.
Need to like revisit. So the best, it just opens up with previously on Real Housewives of New York. Then you just see Ramona saying, "My marriage is great. I'm so blessed. Everything is good. Mario and I are so happy.
Too blessed to be stressed. Hey.
I have a wonderful husband and a daughter who's going to grow up to look like my sister.
The psychic said that one day Avery's going to get brown hair and look amazing."
Mario's
and then Sonia,
great.
They're walking through some, you know, Morocco or whatever, and Sonia's like, "But what if your husband leaves you after your daughter goes to college or something?" She's like, no.
We're going to go to college together because we're basically like the same age. And then, of course,
Sonia, by the way, is so calm.
Yeah.
You know how Sonia now is like, "Yeah, it's my vagina. This is my vagina." Sonia back in the day was still pretending she was classy too, you know? Like,
Yeah.
She's that girl to pretend to own all the Saudi boats that she worked on back in the days in college or whatever. And she's very like, "You have to know the right people to get the proper tables in Morocco." I'm like, you literally don't. Yeah. That is not true.
They all sort of had like a stick up their ass in this season. That was kind of great, you know, because like you said, now they're all just like loose. But back then, like Sonia, Luann, they all were like, they thought they were like really hot shit, which was perfect for us, you know.
And now they're just hot shit. I mean.
But I'll tell you. Let me tell you something, though. It doesn't matter who you are because a camel don't care. Because the next shot was like one of the most classic things. This is why I love Luann, because on top of everything else that's happened to Luann, she's also been thrashed around by a camel. It was so good. Should we just like act out the camel?
Be the camel or
no, why don't we just take our chairs up? Let's take our chairs up and these will be our camels.
Okay.
This is my camel. Oh, what a docile animal. It knows my music.
Are you okay?
I need a moment to breathe. All right, let's take a steady ginger step forward.
Wow, that's a lot of exercise.
That really hurt my thighs, actually. That really hurt. I'm not flexible enough to straddle a chair.
I'm pretty sure I said this then, and I really believe it now. That is the first camel in history to have tone.
I don't even know what that means, but I like it.
Like, she was probably humming on that camel, you know? Like, what rhymes with class? What wouldn't be able to buy you class? Like, whoa!
A camel.
The camel has perfect pitch. It's like, get off of me! Fucking monster. It's like, how did we end up in voice class in Morocco? You silly camel.
It's a bitter camel somewhere, just like... in a little club in Morocco, just like sad that's music career didn't take off. So then we see, then the last part of the previouslys is that we see Jill and Ramona are having a huge fight, which is famous because it's the one where it ends with that, like the gif we've seen like everywhere with Ramona on the bed being like, It's like all armpit and tears. Can't believe this is happening to me.
She cries like she talks.
So we asked, we couldn't remember why there was a fight, so we asked a bunch of you guys. Corinne filled us in that she reminded us that the fight was because Ramona was still mad that Jill had made a surprise appearance at Scary Island, and then Jill was mad at Ramona because Jill had been schmoozing with someone from Kodak, and Ramona had gone up and been like, hey, you work at Kodak? That's sort of old-fashioned, right? Have cost Jill an opportunity with Kodak.
I mean, when was the last Kodak event you were at?
I know.
Even a broken Ramona is right twice a day. Okay.
That's a lot of fortune telling.
Yeah. Also, Sonia was still so Sonia when they were on like those camels. She goes, well, that's the second time I almost shit my pants today. I mean...
Nowadays,
modern Sonia just shits her pants. Like, yeah. She now just wears diapers on jitneys and just shits whenever she wants to.
Cut to Bethany crawling on every camel she can find. I got an elongated colon. I never shit. So Bethany
was on this season, right? Or was she not on?
No. What's the matter?
Didn't it feel good? I just like to get booze, and I knew there would be a couple of you who are like, no matter what. And that's okay, because I do that with Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah.
I'm impressed you didn't get booze.
Yeah.
I'm going to write her an email and say, I said your name and you didn't get booze. Things are looking up.
Yeah. So now we move on to the taglines, the season 4 taglines.
Oh, Lord.
Did you record? I wrote them down.
Of course I did.
Oh, I mean, of course.
Well, I still have Cindy and Sonia in the market. I've got literally an hour of previously. Because everything they showed, I was like, that was amazing. So Sonia, who knows everything about Morocco, is walking around in like a flower potter's hat. It's like one of those square hats. It's like covered in paper, toilet paper wads or whatever. She looks crazy. And then Cindy tells her, do you want your daughter to act how you act? And Sonia's like, well, my daughter has better manners than you. I'm like, that's not answering the question. But they're fighting because Cindy was accusing everyone of stealing her hangers.
Yeah.
I mean, the show.
It's the greatest thing Cindy ever did. So
the show.
She still hasn't gotten them back. So now we go to the tag. You want to go to the taglines?
Who do you think you are? You didn't apologize. I don't remember that. Oh, Ramona and her baby. Okay, yeah, do it because I don't.
No.
Jill crying in house. Ramona, people can't handle the truth. Those are the taglines. Yeah. Oh, guess Ramona's... what? This is why Steve Jobs gave me this pencil. Here we are, current state in recap. Just kidding, it says nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't handle the truth. I like that she did like a few good men. So we go to the taglines. We have Ramona's. Hers is, if people can't handle the truth, it's really not my problem.
And then Luann, thought I had it good before, but I was just getting started.
I'm about to get arrested.
The next 5 years, you're going to see me get butt-fucked by a pirate in a greenhouse. Divorced. And everything taken from me.
And make eggs à la française.
Then my children are going to sue me. Just you wait, world. Just you wait. You know, other people's misery. I mean, it really should just be a juice that you could buy. I mean, it is delicious.
Jill, hers is like, good or bad, I know who I am, and I own it.
I'm being positive now because I was like, I was too negative. So you say a Jill thing, I'm just going to be like, bless her heart.
Bless her heart. Bless her heart.
Look how hard I'm holding on to the Tito's.
Yeah.
And then Alex is like, I've always had opinions, but now people know it.
Everyone's like, did someone say something? Did I hear some wind?
I know the camera just like drifts off of her.
Now, this one I thought was hilarious, because then comes Kelly Ben-Simone. Now, Wow. Wow. So
I feel like that is a boo towards our mental health care system in this country.
You guys,
don't take it personally,
Miss
Benson.
Could you please stop systematically bullying her right now so we can... So Kelly...
It's not real. It's not real. It's not real. You're not being real right now.
You're not real. Okay, so you know how, like... So you know how in these, like, credits, they always do this thing, and they always have, like, their kids or a dog or something in the background. So Kelly has, like, two beautiful children, and they show up in the background, and then Kelly goes... I'm living the American dream, one mistake at a time. I'm like, they're right there. Sorry, Ronnie.
I have a taste for luxury, and luxury has a taste for me. I was like, you shit your pants. That's all anybody is ever going to think ever again, okay? Sonia could win an Oscar, and we're all going to be like, she shit her pants and bragged about it on TV.
And then, like, the camera starts to fade to black, and suddenly Cindy's like, no, I'm still here. I have everything I ever wanted, and it's all on my terms. I'm like, that's great. Why are you here, then?
For example, those babies and hair dryers behind me.
I have everything except for five hangers. And they were all on my own terms. I have to say, though, Sonia's line, I have a taste for luxury, and luxury has a taste for me, that is quietly one of her best lines of all time. Like, to this day, if someone says, I have a taste for luxury, you're always going to say, and luxury has a taste for me, right? Or I guess it's just me.
Like, it literally makes no sense to me. Like, luxury has a taste for you? What does that mean?
She got eaten by a Cartier diamond.
Yeah. Bubble baths try and, like, sink her in them. They're like, I have a taste for you. Get in here.
Bubble baths.
That's luxurious.
I don't know. Sort
luxury
of
is always in your wallet. Am I right, girls?
Let's face it. It's time for a commercial break. I'm sorry. But if we don't take one, it's going to be very day class set. Okay?
Do you want to hear a thrilling audiobook that will have your pulse racing at every turn? I'm Peter James, and the audiobook of my brand new novel, Absolute Proof, is available now on Audible. It's a race against time international thriller, voiced by Hugh Bonneville. In Absolute Proof, we follow investigative reporter Ross Hunter, who nearly doesn't answer the phone call that will change his life and possibly the world forever. So download the audiobook now and enjoy plenty of plot twists and heart-pounding tension. The audiobook of Absolute Proof by me, Peter James, read by Hugh Bonneville, is available to download from Audible now.
If I hosted my flat on Airbnb for 15 days, I could fly to Melbourne to see my family.
I could buy two football season tickets for me and my brother.
Or about 39 moderately priced handbags.
I'll be honest, I'll probably just buy that new sofa.
Host your home today to get the things you want tomorrow. Become a host in London with Airbnb.
So then we start at the house in Morocco. Now we've just done the Ramona under the strobe light.
Yeah.
Like Ramona being electrocuted on that bed in Morocco. Yeah.
She was.
And then Jill comes out. She's like, it was ugly. I didn't cry. But now the floodgates. Look, I'm crying. Look,
crying.
I'm crying.
It's all over. It's a cry. It's a cry everywhere. It's a cry.
It
was like a marathon of tears. She says marathon like every single. Carol's getting upset.
I know. Carol's just outside the window like,
one day. I heard my calling.
So Jill goes, I'm shaking. And she says something that no one has ever said since this time. She goes, Where's Cindy?
And Luann's like, well, how would she feel? I mean, somebody says you're a hurricane. Who is a hurricane?
Jill goes, all I said is you're like a hurricane, and you came and you destroyed the place. And then she ended it. She didn't want to talk about it. Every hurricane talks. She doesn't talk.
Well, how would you feel? Well, if I was a hurricane, I mean, I'd feel bad. You know, I'd feel like I'm blowing wind everywhere. I'm knocking trees. No, Ramona. How would Ramona feel? She's a hurricane. Yeah. I'm crying. Do you see me crying? Do you see my tears? Look, I got tears.
So then Luann then gets, now Luann is incensed. Because this was a season of Luann getting incensed over everything. But
over
now she's
everything.
Really incensed. She goes, Ramona. She thinks things just fall out of her mouth and it's okay. It's not okay.
It's not.
It's not.
It is not okay. And she's got this blue pashmina that she's like, okay. And then so this is always why I loved Kelly, because she makes entrances into every fight just like this. She kind of leans back and she's shrugging like, this has nothing to do with me. I have nothing to say about this.
Cindy goes, it's not worth it. I'm like, thanks, Cindy. Thanks for your contribution to the scene.
Yeah, Cindy's ready to go to Studio 54. Everyone else is like dressed in Morocco, and Cindy's dressed in like little shaved Bud Light cans.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, yeah, whatever, it's nothing.
She's like,
she goes, you don't need this. And Jill's like, it will be a rotten day in hell before I kiss that woman's ass. That's the strength I get from you, Kelly. Thank you so much, Kelly, for all the strength you give me, Kelly, for all the strength. I'm like, who's ever said that to Kelly? Yeah. And who will ever say that again to Kelly?
Well, you know? A lot of people running down the middle of Fifth Avenue have gotten a lot of strength from Kelly. She's been an inspiration. So Jill's like, no one will ever treat me again that way, ever, ever, ever. And Luann's like, and I will not allow it. Like, Luann's like the steward of Jill's errand. Like, she's just going to be her bodyguard. And she is the whole rest of the episode. And it's hilarious to me.
So this is my favorite shade of Ramona, the baby cry Ramona, where she's talking like she's totally innocent. Because you know her ass is guilty whenever she does that. Like, she's so obvious whenever she's guilty because she does this baby talk. She's like, oh my God, okay? Oh my God, okay? I was just trying to tell her how I felt. Hey, boo boo taka ta ta. Hey.
Just didn't go well. I don't really want to talk about it. I'm really upset. I wish I never brought up the subject. I wish I never brought up because everything's going to be okay. I'm going to lean right into you, Alex, and you'll see
and
how sad
like.
I am. I'm so sad. I'm so sad. I'm shaking. I don't know these things anymore. At least I have a good marriage.
I will stand up for you because no one has ever spoken to Alex, you know?
Yeah.
Alex is one of those people, like, they're just locked. It's like Kimmy Schmidt. You know how she's just, like, locked in a basement for whatever? And then she, that's kind of Alex. It's like no one remembers Alex is there until they need something. It's like, did we pick up Alex? No, I don't see her. I'm right here, guys. Nope. Oh, we have a flat tire. Alex, there you are. Could you get out and grab...
Meanwhile, Cindy's the coffee on top of the car. That just, like, fell off. Where's Cindy? Is that her back on the road? Meanwhile, so Ramona's sitting there acting like she herself just drove her car off a cliff, and Luann just walks in and is like, Ramona, why are you causing problems?
Would you give us a minute? Would you give us a minute? We need a minute. We need a minute. We need a minute. You're choking me. Choking me. Ow. Ow.
Luann's just like waiting to scream at her, and Alex has the audacity to tell Countess Luann, while she still had her title, can you please get a glass of Pinot Grigio? Please go get a glass of Pinot Grigio. And Luann's so mad. She's like, oh, got it. Pinot Grigio, right away. I'm just your servant, your regular Countess servant with a title.
She's like, could you do that in the kitchen? Could you please do that Pinot Grigio in the kitchen, Luann? She's like, no. I think we need to do it right here in this room. Here we are, opening a bottle of Pinot Grigio.
She's going to start
this
attacking
is not
me.
What I wanted.
She's going to attack me. I need to be sheltered
this
from
This is not
man.
What I wanted.
I can't. I'm a delicate husk.
Please, the other room. Please. Please, let's do it in the other room.
I feel triggered. I'm triggered
can't
right now.
Do
can't.
That.
It's very sad.
Can't
very
do
hard.
That.
Get him away. Get him away.
No.
Don't be the Pinot too close to me. Mm-mm. If I hear the sound of a cork, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry at a cork. Don't pop the cork. Meanwhile,
Alex tells
it's
us
it's the most passive aggressive bartending we've ever seen.
I'm surprised that she knew how to really open the bottle of wine with a regular corkscrew because I was expecting it to be one of those like with the wings, you know, the one with the wings that your mom has. But no, it's like a restaurant one. She's like knife, 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 foil, 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 foil crumple. Oh, swishing the thing. Like,
oh, how's our little angel feeling? Is she ready for a Pinot Grigio?
And Alex tells us, I couldn't believe how Luann was reprimanding Ramona and how insensitive she was being. I want her out of the room. could you leave the room? No. And someone, okay.
Someone goes, get her out of here. Get her out of here. And so Luann's like, fine, I'll leave. And she goes, this is the last thing I wanted to happen. I'm like, you're on a trip with Ramona Singer. It's like the first thing that's going to happen, actually.
And then, of course, Alex makes it some weird thing again. She goes, Lou is acting like she's in an arena watching the Christians getting eaten by lions.
More like waiting for cabaret to start. 3, 2, 1. She needs her Pinot Grigio, and she needs it now.
Give me a butterfly opening, I'll give you a leave now. So Ramona is like fake tearing in baby voice. She's like, just say, I opened my feelings, and I guess she didn't want to hear my feelings, okay? And I felt, it doesn't mean that this is the way it happened, just means that this is the way I perceived it.
Felt
like, so
it.
You're lying is what you're saying.
All I felt was that Luann doesn't support other women.
Her dog gets run over randomly. So she's like, I guess she felt I was being Kodakly aggressive. I wish I didn't do it. I just wish she didn't do it. So Kelly comes in again, like.
And then this time, after, it's been so tense in there. When Kelly walks in, they all go, hi, Kel.
And Kelly's like, look, I appreciate the diversion.
Well, because they start talking to her. They start talking to Kelly as if she's like a little kid who like just walked in on her parents fighting. Because they're like,
well,
hi,
she
Kel,
acts like that. This is how
cute.
She walks in. She's like,
you're wearing your Poochie. Everything's fine. Mommy's just, she's hot right now. She's okay. Do you want a satchel of gold? Jelly beans? Do you want some jelly beans?
It's like, look, I appreciate the diversion, but like, I'm not taking sides in this because there are no sides. And Ramona goes, oh my God, Kelly, thank you. There are no sides, Kelly. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you.
Ramona just went down the matrix. She's like, whoa, I see it all. I just see code. Kelly is made of code.
She's standing upside down. She's like, there are no sides.
Whoa, I know kung fu.
So Ramona literally says there are no sides. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. There are no sides. There are no sides. I'm like,
like, can someone smack Ramona? Oh, sorry.
I don't approve of violence, but hit Ramona. She's like, it's like a dollar machine. It's, something got stuck. You know, the only way to get it out is just to.
Well, it was a big trauma. Sides are very dramatic to me because it reminds me of this one time. I was a little girl. I went to nursery school, and I was like, what's a triangle? What's a square? And everyone said, stop talking about things that have sides. And I said, I like sides. And Geraldine Parsons-Smith said, you know what, little girl? You don't deserve to know about shapes. And to this day, I don't know what a shape is. I'm sorry. But that's the way it is, okay?
Okay.
Makes no sense. It does not make any sense. I know.
But neither does Ramona. That's why it's so good, you know? One time, when I was a little girl, we played squares with the new pegs. Then I met this girl named Peg at high school, and I came home, and I said, square, Peg is a square. And then Geraldine threw a duck at my head and said, don't ever talk about it again.
One time, I was watching Hollywood Squares, and someone got it right, and they said, circle gets the square. And I was like, how does a circle get a square? How does that happen? Still confused to this day, okay?
That's why I can never watch Hollywood Squares again.
And to this day, I still haven't met Shadow Stevens, okay?
Oh, God, bless your heart. R.I.P. He's dead, right?
No, he's alive. Only his career.
But I feel like if your name is Shadow, people are always going to just assume you're dead, you know? It's like, here's my friend, Ghost Ben. Okay, so Night on the Town. It's a van, and as it always is, you know? And this is where Sonia's like, I've made reservations at La Cuatra.
the place for belly dancing.
Did you notice that, like, Kelly was, like, wearing some sort of, like, Nobel Peace Prize around her neck?
Yes. She was like, wearing, like, a big gold medallion. She's like, I won this for not taking sides. Don't be weird. Don't be weird.
Don't be weird. Don't be weird. It's an authentic medal.
So Sonia, they get this round table, and Sonia's like, this is called the movie star table. Because people can see you, but they can't come close to you.
Whoa, is this like the center square in Hollywood Squares? I'm just going to make Hollywood Square jokes the rest of the night. I'm sorry, everyone.
So these guys are waving, and Luann's like, Sonia, darling, I think someone's waving at you. And it's these guys, you know, it's like five feet tall guys, like, hey! Like guys in any city of any country do when women walk in with their own table. You know, they're like, hey, yeah. Bloops! And she's like, well, they're five and we're seven. Dem's good odds. Sonia's just always on some happy little train.
Yeah, she's happy. She's a numbers game. So the belly dancers come out, and everyone gets excited, and Jill's like, oh my God, I want to stand on a stair. I want to stand up here. I'm like turning to Bethany, which is sacrilege in the Jill and Bethany situation. But she wants to stand on a chair to watch the belly dancers, and Luann is getting so mad. She's like, Jill, we're not tourists. We're not tourists. I'm like, you have a camera crew around you. 12 cameras.
Yeah, they're like, that is very touristy. So then Ramona's like, oh my God, that's amazing. I want to learn that. I want to learn it. And then she gets up and starts.
Well, Alex gets up, and Alex is like, well, what people don't realize is that the real Alex is the first person to get up and dance on a table. It was like watching a pair of scissors dance.
We have all seen Charlie Brown, right? She's dancing like in Charlie Brown. She's like... But then, Ramona starts belly dancing.
Oh, yeah. Technically, this happens, like, at that little thing at the end, but we could do it now. She has a point. She goes like this. Whoa. I do want to point out that that's just, like, a modified version of the way my dad dances, which is like this.
And mine is just a modern-day version of, like, a fat guy on one of those 50s exercise machines that just shakes your fat, where it's like... No one lost weight, but goddamn, there was a lot of twitching after that.
Feels good to
Ramona,
live again.
Jesus, sit down.
No, dance forever. I want to
Or dance forever, yeah, dance forever.
Okay, so now it's the next day, and they decide to wedge a little bit of like culture into this episode. So some of the women go on a tour of a palace, and they meet with a guy named Mustafa, who is their tour guide. And Jill is hilarious, because Jill is basically my mom at this part of it. The guy's like, welcome to the palace. You're like, what do you say? What do you say?
What do you say? What is this palace?
What do they do this? How often do they make it? How
tall is that? How many stories would you say that is? Because there's no stories.
It's four times
it's like
the size
just,
of the
like,
White House.
It's just open.
Okay.
No, it's open.
Are there any famous artisans who made this?
It's crazy. That's crazy. It's literally
And the Jews. Did the Jews come through here a lot? Was there a synagogue? Is there a Jewish quarter in the palace?
How does this work? Do you have a president?
Okay. Oh, did you hear that? There's a Jewish...
Tile?
It's like...
What shape are these tiles?
What color is this? This is red. There was a reason why they chose red. Was there another color that they could have done?
Okay, isn't this great? Isn't everybody having fun?
My daughter Allie really
likes green. Look how much we're learning.
All right.
And they're like,
you know, you'll come to New York.
And he's like, we can have four wives at a time. Bangy, bangy. You know, she's like, really? Four wives? Who would want that? Seriously? Who would want that? What shape are those tiles? Tell me.
I don't know. It seems a little iffy for me. My family members here can relate, so that's all I'm saying. Cousin Melissa? Anyway, so now we're back at the souk. Yay, Melissa. Did I skip over anything that you want?
I'm just reading these notes like, what is this show? Really? I take so many. I'm like, look at me reading it like it's a book. I'm like.
Yeah. I could tell he was like getting lost in it. Like, oh my God, this is our career.
I mean, I'm sober, and I was sober when I watched this. So that's why I'm confused. I'm like. So they start talking. Oh, I'm going. Slowly but surely, ladies. The wives talk, everybody's loving this, because he explains that they can have a few wives, but that there's 30 rooms. How many? I'm trying to remember the math here, because there were a certain number of rooms, and then Jill's like, oh, that's because you got four wives, but then every other day of the, you have three that you could do every day of the week. So then Monday you have this woman, then you have that. I mean, seriously? Like, who's got that much energy, Yusuko? And Cindy's basically looking like, I've got a Hello Kitty bejazzled on my dick, so I'm into it, you know, because that was her thing.
Bejazzling, that was her storyline. She really was actually like a pioneer on Bravo, because we never saw a vaginal rejuvenation until Cindy Barshop came along, you know. So she really, thank you, Cindy.
Remember when she was like, "You want to get your vagina bedazzled?" And everyone was like, "No, no, we don't." Okay. It's like one time they said no to a story, a vagina story, on The Real Housewives of Anywhere.
Yeah.
They were like, no, absolutely not. Because it's like Cindy's face, and it's like, you know she's just got a glue gun. No, it's just her standing there with like a Hobby Lobby glue gun.
Oh, my God.
No, Cindy.
So
four times the size of the White House. Okay. Balcony at the house, Alex and Ramona. So Ramona really is acting like Ramona... Alex is acting like Ramona has been run over, robbed, beaten. Ramona's like, hoi, 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 hoi. Like, she's fine. And yeah. Alex is like, how are you doing?
Ramona's
how
like,
how are you doing?
Whoa, I just remembered. I have to be sad for Alex. Okay. So, I've been doing a lot of thinking to myself about things that you think about. And I've been thinking that my relationship with Jill, it might be a sham, unlike my marriage. Okay. And it's really hurting me much more than I thought it would. It's like, whoa, like someone served me a drink in a glass that didn't have a stem. That hurts. With only one lime.
Her voice was phrasing, then my voice was phrasing, and then it triggered me. And I realized we might not resolve it today. We might not resolve it tomorrow. We might not resolve it next week. We might not resolve it in 2 weeks. We might not resolve it in 4 months. Maybe it's not going to be resolved in a year. Alex is just like, can I get you something? Like, are we going to go through the whole lunar fucking calendar, Ramona? Get to the point.
When's the next leap year? Won't be then either. So then she's like, I'm sick over this. I'm sick. I'm really sick. I have Alex McCord. I have a very soft side. But you don't always notice, because I'm such a bitch to all of you guys all the time.
And I like how Alex puts it. She's like, you know what? Because you have this side of you that's... exploding all the time. She's like, I'm vulnerable. Okay, I am vulnerable. I walls it down. Okay? Yes, I get the final rose. Thank you very much, Alex McCord. We still don't know what this fight's about, by the way. And they're not repeating. They're just both saying how sick they are over it.
But at this point, see, here's Alex. She's so sweet. She doesn't realize that she is totally being used in some crazy game between Ramona and Luann, you know? Like, the fact that Alex thinks that she needs to verbalize anything to anyone with these two women is hilarious. Because... Luann and Ramona are forces of nature. There's a reason why they're icons to us, you know? And so watching Alex get drawn into this, like, web is the most hilarious thing, because she starts getting so mad. She starts getting so worked up about Luann, and she's like, you know what? Luann is fake, okay? She's nice to you one moment, then she'll stab you in your gut, and I'm going to say something to her.
Well, I hope she sees you, Harvey, because that's the only reason you're ever going to get a line out.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's a movie for old people here called Harvey, and everyone thought this guy was crazy because he's the only person who could see the rabbit. Like, You could really only see the rabbit if you're paying attention to it, you know? That's why Alex just keeps disappearing, you know? Need someone to fight with the wind. Oh, my God. It's you, Alex.
I actually really liked Alex a lot, believe it or not. I thought she was crazy, but she was sweet, and I liked her.
I just felt for Alex. Like, remember when she would tell romantic stories?
There she is.
That literally terrified me.
Johan Eyes. Johan Eyes.
You know, that's one of my biggest nightmares in life. It's like Brandy Redmond walking down the aisle with a baseball bat, you know? Oh, my God, I'm buzzing. What was I going to say?
Alex's
romantic stories, okay? Remember when she was like, oh, giving birth was so romantic. Simon jerked off with a fluid that came. I was like, what? Do you remember?
Yes.
Simon jerked off with the placenta sac and came all over her as she gave birth. I'm not making this up, okay?
Yeah, this is like...
I wouldn't make that up. I didn't even know what it was. I was like, what's a placenta sac? I'm looking it up online. Like, that sounds
fun. I thought it was a type of bag. I thought you could get it at, like, Macy's.
I thought it was like a new kind of Ziploc.
Yeah,
it's what children are carried in.
Yeah. We don't know. Someone said, could you please repeat that?
It's what children are carried in. Placentas. God. Sex ed wasn't great in Texas.
I feel like, so at this part, you know, so now Alex has been consoling Ramona, who's still crying, and be like, just by listening, you're doing so good for me. Thank you so much, you know.
Thank you for listening to me and loving me for the right reasons. Okay? Like, what are the right reasons? What are you talking about?
I felt like, so then we switch over, and what's her face? Kelly, Luann, and Cindy are getting some henna done. And I don't know about you guys, but I felt like when this scene started, like some red curtains just opened up, and like a conductor started playing like an overture. I was like, oh, it's time to take my seat. Here comes the show.
Like,
you know?
I just shifted my chair. I was like, I will move my tummy over this belt loop. Okay. All right. Luann's like, this is henna. And Kelly's like, yeah, henna. It's not weird. It is like the Moroccan version of a manicure. I'm like, no, it's not.
So Luann's sitting there pontificating.
You fucking idiot. No, it's not. Who lets Kelly describe things?
So Luann's just pontificating. She's sitting there. She's like, well, ladies, there's always a point in one's life where you decide you want to get a tattoo. Know what I'm saying? What is that? Is that a buffalo coming down the stairs?
Is that a herd of buffaloes? Luann!
What? What? Is something wrong?
I want to talk to you.
Okay.
Just you, Luann. Just you.
All right.
Just you, Luann.
By all means, speak.
That's literally, she's so mad. And stupid.
And then
Kelly's going, what are you doing, Alex?
So then Alex turns to walk away, and Luann goes, is she trying to interrupt our henna session? I mean, what's the matter with her? God forbid anyone interrupts henna. So she's, Alex, come back here. Come back here, Alex.
And Cindy's like, Alex, Alex. Like, thanks for So Luann's like, Alex, what's wrong? So then here comes Alex.
Alex. Pull up a chair.
I would like to speak to you alone, Luann.
By all means, the chair. If you sit in the chair, they'll disappear. We'll be alone.
Alone, Luann?
Yes, you will be all alone. In the chair, it'll just be you and me. It'll be a safe place for you, Alex, I swear to God.
And then for once, we all agree with Kelly, because Kelly's like, what the fuck? Like, you can't just act like that. It's weird. You can't just come in, like, just start acting like, what are you, acting? Like, you're being weird. You've got to be authentic. Okay, re-enter.
Re-enter.
She's giving
like Bravo executive notes like on the fly.
Try
she's
it again.
Like,
mm, try
let's
it again.
See this one
re-enter.
Again. Can we just come to top?
Come on.
It looks weird. It looks weird.
And Alex is like, no, no. And
it
then
looks
she
weird,
goes,
Alex, doesn't look normal.
Yeah, not normal, Alex. Sometimes Alex is like Alexa. She's very like.
She's always buying things for me off the internet, playing music for me,
giving me incorrect directions,
lowering my lights.
What could you possibly have to say to me that you can't say in front of the other women? And Alex is like, oh, do you want me to go there, Luann? Do you? And Kelly's like, you're so weird.
This is weird. It's just not authentic. You can't be like that. No one's going to want to be like that. So Luann, by the way, it's clear. I think we all saw Luann could smell blood in the water, right? You could see the way her, like, she was sort of doing this, like, little smile. You know, she's like, Alex, calm down your weird little face, okay? Go, sit right here, tell me. I can't wait to hear it. It'll be totally okay.
Ramona knows Ramona knows you're going to pull her aside, and she feels very vulnerable. I was like, that's your fight? So then Luann goes, well, do you know why I want to pull her aside? No, because it's not your business, Alex, and I'll stay out of your business. You stay out of mine, and I'll stay out of yours. Well, now I'm going to tell you something.
She goes,
now I'm going to. Do you want me to tell you?
Stay in your own business and not in my business, okay? I appreciate it. Thank you very much. You can go now. She full on just dismisses her from the fight that she was supposed to be listening to.
How dare you attack me during Henna? Henna!
Henna! Would you believe it, girls? She attacked me during Henna!
So then we get, then it turns into Kelly and Alex, which is so good. Well, close. It starts.
Yeah.
Because she goes, that's not how normal people act. Be authentic. Joanne face. And Alex is like, you don't get to police how I feel, Kelly. She's like, it's inauthentic.
You're being weird.
Okay? You're having an inauthentic moment.
You're being weird. Be honest.
Thank you for telling me
weird,
that.
Authentic.
Thank you for telling me that, Kelly. Because that's how Alex deals with Kelly. She's always like, thank you for telling me that, Kelly. But
you're just crazy weird, Alex. So Alex is like, Luann, Ramona was so vulnerable last night.
Vulnerable.
And you were reprimanding her. And you're taking sides.
And Luann's like,
at every moment, you were reprimanding.
When? Ramona. Name one time.
And Luann's just going,
name
like
it.
This. I'm not sure I can hear you, little strange, narrow cactus face. Come on, closer. So then at one point, Luann just does what some women are just so good at doing, which is doing a mean girl laugh. At one point, Alex is like, you're so mean to Ramona. Luann goes, ha, 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 ha. And all the henna ladies do it, too. Did you notice that?
Yeah, even they're Cindy. Like, even Cindy was like, ma.
But then the most amazing part about Luann, because this is why I love her, she's like, ha, 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 ha. I have been
so gracious to you. And Ramona, I will not stand here. I'm enjoying myself with guests. Go back to the cabinet you came out of. Which?
I mean.
And Alex goes,
and then Cindy turns to the camera and is like,
you're being odd. I mean, if you have true feelings, that's not how you express them, Alex. You don't come, like, staring down at people. It's weird. Ramona asked me if I could come talk to you. She's like, it's
not
the
place
to do that.
That's not the right moment. There was no buildup. That's not good storytelling. Okay, act one, act two, act three. You went from act one to act three.
It's called an orc.
No. Listen, come back to us when your script has been through a few revisions, okay? No build up.
This is a trip of a lifetime. People don't take trips like this. So instead
trip
of creating a casino.
A lifetime.
She said that. She goes, instead of creating a casino like this, you know, create the calm. Create the calm. Why are you creating casinos, Alex? Do you even have a gaming license, Alex? That's just bad storytelling. Okay, Pechanga? Yeah. Don't rethink it.
Do you even have your insurance license? No. No. I mean, what does Kelly see in her mind? Like, does so she now, just sing a bunch of slot machines
literally
there?
Literally a casino. Like, I really think Kelly sees, like, a roulette wheel that she's like, oh, I was going to play that. You know?
I can only imagine if she was maybe coming up, like, with, was it slang for saying scene? Like, you're making a scene, but she goes, like, casino.
You're making a casino? I don't know. I rewound it to make sure. And that was damn sure what she said. So then Kelly now is just going crazy, right? Because she's wound up. So she's like, she's creating a casino. Shh. Shh. And she's not saying this to anybody. She's just walking around in circles going, shh.
The technician is like, trying not to laugh, honestly.
She's like, my tattoo is ruined now.
This whole thing's stupid.
Who's going to fix this? Santa Claus? Who's going to fix it?
And then she gets really mad at what Alex is wearing, which is great. She goes, you come storming down in your fucking outfit with an Afghan scarf for no reason. Like, she's so mad at that Afghan scarf.
And then Cindy's like, poor Alex. Poor. She can't articulate herself.
It was a real disaster.
It's sad. It was a disaster.
I wish I could just cradle her and put her somewhere safe like a closet, but someone took my hangers.
So then Sonia and Ramona are having their like hijinks. It's Sonia and Ramona.
Yeah, Ramona is clearly so distraught about what Luann's saying that while Alex is fighting this battle for her, Ramona's like, whoa, let's find some caftans.
Yeah. And Sonia's like, well, supposedly they got us beautiful caftans to wear, but we don't get to see them till later, so... And Ramona's like, let's sneak around. Cue the crazy Ramona clown music. Okay. Let's sneak around the house. And it's just them, like, sneaking around. And they find the gay who's hiding, I mean, as you have to do over there.
So we see, like, a minute
he's, like,
of
hiding under the caftans. He's like... Ladies?
So then it cuts back to Kelly and Alex, and we just hear Kelly go, and I'm pissed because you ruined my tattoo.
I'm sorry I ruined your tattoo. She's like, no, you're not. You're weird. No one wants to hang around people who are weird. You're weird.
I don't not want to hang out with you, but you ruined my tattoo. And she's like, I'm sorry about your tattoo. And then Kelly, after now speaking for like 5 minutes about you ruined my tattoo, Kelly goes, it's not about the tattoo. It's about the whole thing.
Okay.
And so now, Alex goes, no, it was about the tattoo, and I'm sorry.
You know who really needs you right now? Ramona, not my tattoo. Weird.
And Alex says something that I think we've all wanted to do for a long time. She goes, what the hell are you talking about, Kelly?
She's like, I was running after Ramona, and then I'm running after you, and I felt bad today, and I was trying to get them back together. And Kelly goes, shh.
Cover your shoulders, you're in Marrakesh. With your ridiculous African scarf.
You're cold. And Alex is like, okay.
You're hot. Oh. You're cold. You're hot. Cold.
Kelly!
Okay.
Are you going to let me finish if you don't talk loud? Okay. Can I finish now?
Okay.
Okay. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to say what I want to, right?
Open your eyes.
Okay. What I'm trying to say...
Close your eyes.
Okay. I'm trying to say that Ramona was...
Close your eyes again.
Ow! Ow, Kelly,
just,
ow!
Just testing you.
Oh, Kelly. I am trying.
Open one eye and close the other one.
Trying to say. Ramona.
Put your hand over your left eye. Put your other hand on your hip. Oh. No, you're being weird. We'll see you tomorrow.
I would like to thank Kelly Bensimon for paving the way for Kelly from Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yeah.
at least vocally.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, wow, it's so nice to have Kelly in one of these recaps.
Well, they say the same thing. You're weird. You're a bitch.
You're a dork.
You're a dork.
Dork.
You're a dork.
Dork.
You're mean. You're mean. You're mean.
So poor Alex never gets to really say what she's saying because Kelly is just so Kelly. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. Close your eyes. Weird.
And Alex, weird. Alex literally goes, I'll make you a deal. I'll close my eyes, but then I want to talk when my eyes are closed. She's like, no, close your eyes and talk after.
I was angry. Yeah, but you don't need to be angry, Alex. You don't need to be angry. And you're not angry. You're sad. You're sad. No, I'm not. I'm angry. Nope.
You're sad. You're sad.
You're sad. You're sad about not being angry because you're not angry.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that right now. You're not angry. Shh.
You're happy now. You're happy?
Shh. You're trying to create calm in a chaotic situation.
Okay.
Sometimes
you can't
it's better
beat the
to be...
house. House always wins.
Sorry.
I'd like to put $20 on black, please, Alex.
Kelly,
we're not a casino.
Meanwhile, Ramona is like, Ramona hijinks. Ramona is hopping through the sand. She's like, don't want to get shoes dirt.
I want to put on my keftas. I know it's supposed to be a surprise, but I want to make sure I look pretty because I've had a bad day, okay? So you had a bad day. You're still married to Mario. Your daughter looks like your best friend. It was a bad day. Hey, that was a pretty good day, huh? She talks herself out of her own song.
So, of course, Ramona goes in there and tries on every single dress and gets her Ramona sweat all over it.
Yeah.
And then chooses the Kermit one, which I think it just had Jill written on it. You know? I think it was just set aside for Jill. So she chooses it, and the poor gay guy goes back to hiding under the...
Yeah.
You didn't see me, ladies, huh?
So then we go back to Kelly and Alex, who are still somehow talking. And in the middle of it, out of nowhere, comes Jill Zarin with the craziest, like, 1980... She has a 1984 perm. She goes, look what they did to my hair.
Do I look like a poodle? My name is Fifi.
Like
you don't want to pet me, huh?
Do I look like a poodle?
Look at it. It's so curly.
I had Mufasa give my hair. Biggest mistake.
Here's what happened here. We're in Morocco and they don't got mirrors here. And so this guy's got like a tight curler. And I keep saying like, should I look in the mirror? And he's like, no. But so then he does this and I looked at it. And then look, like a curly hair. It's like curly hair. Look what I got. It's like curly. You see what I mean? Do you like it? Or is it just, it's too curly, right?
Jill's just on her own planet.
She's like, she's in her own storyline. She thinks this is going to be like the A story for the entire episode. So I got my hair done. So,
yeah. And Alex is like, well, I exploded. I told those girls off. She's like,
Alex?
Yeah. Jill is like trying not to crack up. Because you remember, Jill hates Alex. Because after all, it was Jill that Alex said, you are a mean girl. And while you're being a mean girl, I am in Brooklyn.
And she's like, well, I was just trying to tell them that Ramona was upset. And then Kelly comes in behind her and she goes, she's trying to create calm and chaos.
Yeah. Alex says, it came from a place of righteous anger. And Kelly goes, it came from a place of sadness.
She's not angry. She's sad. I'm leaving.
She's sad.
So then Ramona and Sonia. Alex. So Alex is like so excited to tell them. Meanwhile, they've just stolen clothes and probably gotten some poor gay guy stoned to death in the street or whatever.
Yeah. Ramona and Sonia are just having a good time at this point because Alex goes upstairs to see them and Ramona's like, oh, Alex, you want to come to our room? Oh my God, I just said our room. Isn't that hilarious? I mean, I think Ramona's funny, but I would have to say that she's no king of snarkasm.
You're weird. Weird.
Some people are very confused right now. Sorry, I had to like wedge
that in. We just wanted to make sure for those people actually listening in their cars at home that there's at least one wreck during this episode.
So Alex is like, well, now Luann knows loud and clear. I don't approve of the dish.
Jelly's back.
And Ramona's like, oh my God, Alex, you did that in front of all those people? When Alex came into my room with those red highs, I knew she did something stupid.
What a stupid girl she is.
She's dumb.
She's a dumb girl.
So then at dinner, so now they're going to go dinner. To dinner. Now this is the part of the episode
that I
correct
love.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
Where I was like, this was the best episode ever. Can't wait to do the live show. The end. I like start pick up my phone. I start texting like, hey, E24, it's me. Get my pizza here, motherfucker. And then the show just keeps going. And then it kept going. And I was like, how many more locations are they going to? And I pressed pause on my Hulu Plus because I'm wealthy.
Uh-huh.
And it was like 56 minutes. I was like, what?
This dinner scene is one of my favorite scenes in the history of The Real Housewives. I mean, who does not love when someone's late to a dinner on The Real Housewives? It's always great, but when it happens in a foreign country, it just is like a whole nother level. So we see this table. The table's set for the entire cast. We see Kelly's there, Cindy's there, Jill's there, Luann's there, and then there's like three salad plates that are like unattended to, and we know there's going to be drama.
It's never a good sign when Luann is at the head of the table.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
She, like, has a... There wasn't even a throne, but in my memory, she's, like, sitting in a giant throne. Oh, I'm in this throne. So Luann's like, well, girls, here's the latest goss. I just went into the kitchen, and they told the staff that they want their food in their rooms. Would you believe it? In their rooms.
What are you talking about, Sonia? I'll just tell Sonia to get the fuck down here. Like, well, like, what's the big deal?
She's like, no. They said their rooms. In their rooms. Well, I told them, you tell them that I'm telling them we're having dinner down here at 8. And they want it in.
Listen,
their rooms.
Their rooms. Listen, we had plans for dinner. And if they didn't want to eat with us, that's fine. It makes them incredible bitches, but it's fine. But they just have to tell me that's the proper thing to do. After all, aren't I the most open person you could come to?
Then Kelly's like, oh, I'm disappointed in Alex. She's unpredictable.
Weird. With that Afghan scarf?
Luann goes,
I think she's rewriting her scenes.
It was so dark. It made me think of Dracula the way she acted.
It was appalling. Like Dracula. She's called Alex a buffalo and Dracula this episode. What is she, us? So,
we're sitting there having our henna tattoos.
Our henna.
And she tries to ruin it.
Ruin it.
For something petty, some petty crap. Well, I'm not into petty.
Unless we're talking about Tom Petty. I'm free. Free falling.
Oh my God, why is there a camel trying to break down the door?
Uh-oh. Is that an ostrich I hear?
So then Alex comes down, right? And Alex is like, hi. She's like terrified. She doesn't know she's supposed to yell at. No one has programmed Alex yet. So she's like, hello.
Alex, what a lovely red scarf you've got. Oh, I'm sorry. Those are your hives. Sorry. Sorry to point that out. Must be terribly awkward for you.
God has put a new pattern on your turkey neck. Congratulations. Yes. Welcome to dinner.
So whenever Luann gets great posture, it's terrible. Because she's sitting there like this. And then she's like, join us. Join us.
Glass of wine, some fava beans. I'm like, oh no, girl.
They're going to eat Alex.
Well, of course we started half an hour ago. We didn't think you were coming.
No.
What with your anger at the henna?
And Alex is like, I was emailing.
I was on my AOL account.
Well, unfortunately, the kitchen is closed. Closed, Alex.
But we're going to make it work for you. Because that's just who I am. A great hostess who makes things work for you even after you ruin a perfectly lovely henna session.
So Alex is like, well, all I really need is this pre-wrapped salad.
And she tells us,
Luann thinks people read her mind. Apparently, she planned dinner at 8. No one knew that. No one.
So Luann's like, well, Alex, would you care for a glass of wine? Have some wine. Alex is like, yes. Yes, I would. And then Luann goes like this. Like, oh, this bitch wants wine now? I didn't really mean it.
And Alex is like, I apologize. I didn't know when dinner was because no one told me.
And Luann's like, well, it's forgiven. Let's just have a nice dinner and remember we've been educated.
You know what, Alex? I know you better than that. So I don't know what's going on with you or who's been in your ridiculous ear. But you know if you're not coming to dinner, and I've organized this beautiful dinner, and you should let me know that because you have an education. And as we all know, educated people know when dinner is.
I didn't know when dinner was.
Well, much like this glass, it was crystal.
I'm done.
You started this with me, girlfriend. Would you like to come? Would you like to come?
I love when Luann gets all street and her like beautiful, you know,
and then she, and then Luann, and then Luann does one of another signature thing of hers, which is a passive aggressive apology, where she goes, "All right, fine, apology accepted. Now let's have a nice dinner, you barbarian." So then Alex is not feeling comfortable, so she starts to pick up her little salad. She's like, "You know, I'm gonna go back to my room," and Luann's like, "Alex, I'm not the one who started this. You did. So if you want to start with me, you have to finish."
And Alex is like, no. And then Kelly chases her, and she's like, you're being weird, okay?
Alex,
okay,
excuse yourself.
Go on, Alex. Go
excuse
on.
Yourself.
Door's closing, Alex.
Shh. Excuse yourself. You're excused.
Hey, Alex is gone, everybody. And Alex is standing on the other door like, damn it, Kelly.
She's listening.
I wish I could see what was going on right now.
Could I have a fork?
Can I open my eyes?
Hi, could I get a fork? Is there a fork? No? Okay, I'll put it on the ground and eat it like a pig. Okay, sure.
So then Luann's like, oh, rude. It's just rude.
And then Cindy goes, what just happened? I've never seen women act this way.
Like, what the fuck?
It's like, is this reality?
Is this real? Like, what are these women? What's happening?
What? I like that. Like, even Cindy can't even say, really? She just goes, is this reality? It's like, oh, you even made it really boring.
So then Ramona comes in, in the best Ramona way ever. She's like, hi.
Hello.
What's for dinner?
Clearly,
wearing 10, wearing 10 caftans that she's stolen from the gay room.
And Luann's face, like, has been made into a million gifts at this point. She's like,
you said dinner in your room, which is why we sent wine, which is so good. It's such good shade from Luann.
You're late. Dinner is done.
And Ramona's like, no, darling. That's not how it is, darling. We have snacks, darling. Okay, fancy, darling. Guess why we had snacks? Because the hostess didn't remember to get us snacks. And so I said, can we have snacks, darling? And they said, okay. And they brought us snacks. Okay?
We got a snack that's identical to your dinner. I'm sorry, but just that's the way it is. And Luann just starts speaking in French.
I don't even think it was French. She's like, Coquita banana. Coquita banana chocolate.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce snack? So Ramona's like, I got 7 plates of snacks for every single person because the hostess didn't get 7 snacks, so I had 7 snacks at 5 p.m. on a train going 25 miles per hour, meeting another train in Buffalo going 30 miles per hour, and in the end, how many snacks do I have and how fast are they going?
5.
And Luann's like, well, there were snacks in the library.
Well, this is not the Plaza Hotel. This is Morocco. Things are done differently here. You don't just order.
Morocco's like, what the fuck?
Morocco's getting like the worst reputation for customer service ever. This whole episode is like a Trip Advisor rating of 0.5 star for Morocco. Yeah.
So then Ramona disappears and she comes back with this giant stack of plates.
to prove it. And only to, like, she's proving a point, right? But they're all wrapped in saran wrap, and they're all full plates, which means Ramona didn't give one to anybody. Yeah. The only people who ate them were her and Sonia.
Look, seven plates, and this one has fish on it for Bethany. Oh, she's not here anymore. Sorry. Oh, whoops. I forgot that Bethany is allergic to fish.
Whoops.
So then Ramona brings in the plates and, like, slams them down, and Cindy goes, oh, fuck this. Like, she gets up and runs out. She just runs out of the room.
She just had an idea of where her hangers are.
She's like, oh, my God.
She had, like, a House MD moment.
So Ramona's like, why is she insulting me? Kelly's like, why? Can't you just walk in? Like, why do you have to make a thunderstorm? You are a thunderstorm. It's weird.
Why do you have to make an obon pan? Why are you making an obon pan right now?
Ramona, could you do me a favor? Close your eyes. No, Kelly, what? What do you want, Kelly? What?
Ramona's like, I actually am physically incapable of doing that.
Close my eyes every other word. How many more times can I close my eyes in this sense, Kelly?
Had a stressful day, okay?
So I don't want to listen to what you say, Kelly. Because you're going to tell me, go say I'm sorry. Sorry I was late. Sorry I did that. Whatever. I'm not going to do it. Kelly's like, shh, calm before the storm.
You're right, Hurricane
close
Ramona.
Close a nostril. Close a nostril.
Ramona's like, okay, I'm going to do it then.
So okay. Ramona goes and finds Luann. And she's like, whoa, Luann. I'm so sorry that you're so stupid that you misunderstood the waiter.
Oh, okay. Okay, Ramona.
I mean, it's a waiter. How do you not understand what he says? How could you not understand what the word snack is, Luann?
Okay, Ramona, well, I just want you to know you keep saying you're sorry my feelings are hurt. My feelings are not hurt. All right. Now, you can have snacks if you want to. That's not the point, Ramona. It's not the point, okay?
I'll say it again. I'm sorry that the words did not get into your pumpkin head. It was just a snack, and the waiter lied to you.
Who made her the raw of Riyadh?
RA of Riyadh.
The RA of the Riyadh, sorry. Oh, because Ra is like the sun god, I guess. I have an education as well, believe it or not! So
I was like, all I did is I had a snack. And then the man's like, listen, I'm cool. Snacks are fine. When you're with me, you can do whatever you want. That's my new song. When you're with me, you can do whatever you want. You can have a snack as long as I say so. Snack.
I don't have a problem with snacks. For example, your husband is probably having one right now. And that's fine, okay?
I'm just saying he's probably having some skinny girl popcorn, that's all, which I invented.
I was just trying to be nice, Ramona. When that card reader said, my marriage is great, my marriage is great, my marriage is great, hey.
My marriage is
saying,
so great.
When she said that your husband was sticking.
My marriage is great. It's great. It's great. Bye. Why? Oh, there's no door here. Okay, my marriage is great. My marriage is great. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. You're right. You're right. No, you're right about everything today. You're right.
Put his penis into a Xerox machine.
So good.
Sets it to the...
I also liked when she's like, so what time was dinner tonight supposed to be? And Luann's like, 8 o'clock. And she's like, oh, well, okay. Well, it's 9:30 now. It's a little late. Okay. Okay, I guess I'm a little late.
So Luann is so funny. She's like, I didn't want to yell at you about being late for dinner. I wanted to talk about your husband having an affair on national television. Come on, Ramona. So Ramona, everybody has to pack to get going. And Cindy is like, thank you so much for bringing me on my first amazing trip. This was such an amazing trip. It's the first time I've ever been anywhere. It was amazing. Whoa.
The last trip I went on was to Syosset. So Ramona...
Luann's like, why are you staring into my closet? I did not take your hangers, Cindy. Well, I had to ask.
So Luann wakes up and she's like, oh, I feel like I was just hit by a donkey cart carrying two sheep. Or as I like to call it, Alex. So then Kelly is like, hi, I'm going to go for a run. And Jill's like, well, you know what? It's a marathon. It's a marathon morning. It's going to be a marathon day. I'm going to go have a marathon tour. I'm like, oh, my God. Stop saying marathon. It's a trigger word for us.
You know what I gotta do? You notice my hair's curly, right? It's crazy, isn't it? Because like I was talking to this guy, and then like he touched my hair, and it's like a poodle, right?
It's like a poodle.
Hilarious.
It's like a poodle, like not even a cute
poodle. So you go run. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Whatever.
Like packing's like a marathon.
I gotta
go
talk over to Ramona because I stole a bathing suit. I'm sure she's real worried
about it. I'm exhausted
walking
up those stairs.
I gotta get it back to
her.
You know how it is.
Oh my god.
You know how big this bathing suit is. What size would you say this is? What material would you say this bathing suit is?
Kelly's like down the path. Just running.
She's somewhere
Jill's
having
still
a lady
talking
tarsante.
To herself.
We're actually now turning into Jill, yeah.
I know, yeah. Once you start.
So Jill and Ramona are going to have some private time to talk about their big fight. And Ramona's like, whoa, I'm feeling so raw.
I'm raw.
I'm raw.
I am raw, okay?
I mean, I know that's how Mario likes it, but I'm raw right now. He likes it emotionally raw.
Jill's like, I know you are. You're raw, you know? And I want you to know I care about you, and I wouldn't be so emotional if I didn't care, okay? And it comes from me caring. We're too hard on each other. We're petty in the heart, you know? Yeah. You know what Bobby taught me about marriage and relationships and really driving even? Yeah. Like even if you're just walking across the street, really, it just comes from, like, caring, you know? Because, like, you get emotional when you care. You know what I mean? When you're driving and then you're like, fuck you! And you realize, I really probably would really like that woman if I gave her a chance, you know?
You know, yeah. Friendships are like a book, you know? And, like, friendships with girls are like a book. And, like, there are good chapters and there's bad chapters. And as it turns out, every chapter you're in is a terrible chapter. So I'm
Sidney Sheldon and you're Stephen King, basically, is what's happening. Yeah.
I feel like I'm reading
I'm
a Twilight
romance,
series with
love,
you.
Adventure, and you're a clown hiding in a fucking sewer. It's basically what I'm saying, Ramona, okay?
You ever read a textbook? That's what the chapters are like with you. Just a textbook. So then Ramona does her standard thing, her standard, like, catch-all, let's finish this argument. She goes, you know what? I'm not perfect. You're not perfect.
At the
Kodak
end of the day,
isn't perfect.
Yeah. At the end of the day, be wrong, okay? It's Bethany's fault.
So they promise that they're going to forgive each other and everything's going to be great. And we know that that's bullshit because this season, reunion of this season was fucking depressing, man. That's when I was like, I'm done with that show. I will not unless they recast half of this cast. And then they did, and I was like, oh my God, God listens to me.
I know. So now the women go off to a cooking class, and they show up at this like kitchen, and Ramona goes and goes, oh, wow. Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa.
It's nothing. Whoa. Look how many snacks we could make here. Whoa.
Ron's like, it's a tagine. Assalamu alaikum.
Like her, every time she says anything, it's like the wrong way, you know?
She's like, assalaikum, right?
Ya habibi, right? Now, by the way, I hope you guys notice there's a place outside there called Habibi. If there's ever been a sign that we're like bonding as a crowd, it's that thing is there, right? Yaha, baby, everyone. So the chef is trying to teach them, like, how to cook tagines and everything. And he's, like, saying, like, put this in there, put that in there, chop this, whatever. But, he has an accent. And so Ramona's just like, what is he saying? What is he supposed to cut? Am I supposed to use this knife to stab Luann? Should I do that? Okay, stab Luann. He's telling me to stab Luann. And then Jill after? Okay.
He's talking about my parent, right? It's really crazy. We was making chicken. And he was like, is her hair curly? He's crazy. It's changed the whole trip.
So they cook, and then they go, what else do they do?
Well, Cindy's like, I don't. I go, that's the first time that's ever happened in the history of pop culture. I go, Cindy's like, and someone goes, yes. Cindy goes, I don't cook. I don't even want to cook.
I don't see the point.
Then eat it for 30 seconds.
I don't even like food.
What's food?
What's the point?
What's the point?
Put it in your mouth, you chew it up, it comes out like poop. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Why would you do that on purpose?
Who wants poop?
Gross.
Stupid. But jazzling, though.
Sick.
So then Alex is talking to Cindy, and it's like, how are you feeling? How are things going with you and Sonia? And she's like, Sonia and I talked, everything's fine. Just, sometimes, like, if I'm feeling uncomfortable, I get a little quiet, everything. Alex is like, oh, thank God, because I thought you were like, I'm Cindy, I'm angry all the time, I'm a fucking bitch, everyone hates me, I'm the worst person ever. And Cindy's like,
Cindy was like,
thanks. So they all sit down. And then Luann, always good for like a passive-aggressive moment. They're all sitting there. Everyone's happy. Luann's like, so, Señorita, you think you can make this in your toaster oven? Like, out of nowhere.
Sonia's answer is, but smaller.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I have to ask Pickles. Toaster number 3 is on the fritz. We sent it off to Saint-Tropez for fixing. We're going to put a big deer on it.
Okay, I'm nearing the end of my notes here.
Okay.
But I have Sonia going, Cindy, Cindy. And then Cindy goes, the camel.
Okay, so it's nighttime. Now it's like as the show's winding down, it's like nighttime. They're getting ready to go out to dinner and everything. And they're going to get put on their surprise caftans and everything. And so they're going to get like, they're getting their makeup done. They're going to get some sort of like Moroccan inspired makeup. So Ramona goes to style. She's like, whoa, okay, I really want a nice big eye. Because this evening, as you know, we are wearing these beautiful Native American, Muriel. Mombasa, Merble, Muba.
We're wearing nacho hats, okay, Mexicana? That's what we're gonna do, okay? Viva Mexico, Co.
Yeah. So she wants.
And she's like, here's how you gotta put on eyes, okay? Take this pencil and then do this, then do it like this again, then down here do it this, but make it go down. And Sonny's like, yes, what she's trying to say is, she needs the pencils to go down like this. You know what we mean, right? Because it's really local Egyptian culture. Okay? Like that. Just why wouldn't you know it? You've been doing this your whole life. Am I right?
She's like, I'm an accountant, and I'm doing this on the side for a friend. And then then Ramona goes, yeah, this is the Egyptian look, you know, Moroccan makeup. I'm like, the Egyptian look, Moroccan makeup. There's two different countries on different sides.
So they all show up with these Egyptian eyes to dinner. And I was like, yes, only this show. All of the women had them. They're like.
So then.
This has been fun, girls, hasn't it?
Then we get this really priceless little nugget out of nowhere. We're like, Morocco, Morocco, Morocco. Hey, let's see what the guys are doing back in New York City, right? So Mario is there playing pool with Simon. Simon's like, and Mario has like this buddy. He has this buddy named Adam, who's like, it's like if this is Greece, Adam's like the guy like, hey. So what'd you do this summer, Mario? He's like, Mario, one of the girls back, huh?
They're like, hey, Mario, look at that girl over there. That chick's one of the hottest pool stars ever. She's like the most respected pool star of all time, buddy, huh? And Mario's like, oh, yeah? Like,
no, you be the girl.
I am.
Oh, okay.
He's like, oh, yeah?
Take a picture.
So this guy, Adam, he goes, so Mario, so what? When are the girls coming back? And Mary goes, hopefully never.
So he takes that picture on this girl, who, by the way, came to be on TV, not to get your lame-ass dick rubbed up against her, sir.
Simon goes, I'm going to take a twit pic. I'm going to take a twit pic of this to send to Ramona.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, send it to Ramona on a phone of phone. On a telephono. Send it to her. Let's see what she thinks.
He goes, email it to Dubai. And Simon's like, well, they're actually in Morocco. And he goes, whatever.
What's the difference, huh?
It's all Egyptian makeup, right?
Mario, what a disgusting motherfucker that guy is. God.
Yes.
Team Ramona. Disgusting. I mean.
So now they finally sit down to dinner.
I'm all mad now. Look, that's not how this should have ended. I was having such a fun night.
Nuh-uh.
Hey!
So now the women all show up at dinner at this restaurant, and the woman's like, Sonia, this is fabulous. And they're all in their caftans. The caftans looked amazing. And they're all like, Kelly, your breasts look so beautiful tonight, Kelly. Your breasts look amazing. They look like they're almost touching right now. They're beautiful.
All right, ladies, what's your favorite thing about Marrakesh? So they start going around the table, and Jill's like, if
the house. Did you count the tiles in that house? I counted 19,272. Does anybody want to argue with me? I want to write it in the book. You know they don't have a Wikipedia for this place yet.
I'm going to write the entry. So, so the best is, I just remembered this part. She's like, all right, I want to know what everyone's favorite part is. You go first, Cindy. And Cindy has like a mouthful of food. She's like, oh. Speak up, Cindy. Can't hear you. Oh, were you eating your chickpeas? We'll come back to you.
Poor Cindy, man. I remember thinking before I watched this, like, Cindy really got a raw deal. And she probably would have been really funny if we had just given her a chance. And then I saw this and I was like, oh, no.
That's true. No. This was her time to shine, and she did not do it.
It was funny just watching fail after fail after fail of Cindy.
Kelly's favorite moment, she's like, my moment was like, I was like just jogging in the middle of nowhere, and a random woman came up to me and just said, Sante. And I was like, I think she was like, sanitation, be careful. She's just like running through like shit.
It's probably the C word in that language. She's probably walking down, running down the middle of the street. Someone probably was like honking their donkey, like, brr, brr, Sante. She's like, that was touching. That was touch. She's like, close your eyes.
So Luann's like, all right, let's toast to something I hope to have someday, harmony. They all toast to harmony. And we should all toast to harmony. Because this was an amazing, amazing episode.
It really was.
And we are so glad that you guys came out here and were able to be here with us while we recapped it. We love coming to New York.
So thank you so much, obviously, for coming out. We want to say thank you to a couple of people. Go eat at the restaurant Del Frisco's. So our friend is
Del
here.
Del Frisco's.
Also, I don't know if you guys have heard of Gaspincho Jones.
Gaspacho Jones.
No, Gaspincho Jones, because he makes pins.
Gaspincho.
Gaspincho
Sorry.
Jones. Sorry. You've probably seen them on the internet. They're these enamel pins of the housewives. I have Kim Richards right now going, You stole my goddamn house! He is fabulous. You can find him on Instagram, Insta at Gaspacho Jones.
And then also, be sure to get our magnetic poetry, Crappin's Magnetic Poetry, so you can put it on your fridge.
Aileen.
And make all sorts of... That's Aileen. That's Ron, when I'm running.
Aileen will be
friends.
Downstairs. She's got Crappin's Poetry and Geraldine pins for you, Geraldines.
Oh, she's going to be downstairs.
Downstairs.
Follow her.
Also, these little dragons I've been throwing out all night are my little niece Cadence makes these. And they say, you're kind, pass it on. And she gave me a huge bag so I could take them to every show, Uncle. And I figured, you know,
so
Lord
sweet.
Knows I spread enough negativity. So
I know.
Thanks to Cadence for maybe saving me one day. Everybody, thank you so much for being
here.
Thank
you so much for coming. This is amazing.
If I hosted my flat on Airbnb for 15 days, I could fly to Melbourne to see my family.
I could buy two football season tickets for me and my brother.
Or about 39 moderately priced handbags.
I'll be honest, I'll probably just buy that new sofa.
Host your home today to get the things you want tomorrow. Become a host in London with Airbnb.
As a cattle farmer, calving season means long days. So when my head hits the pillow, I don't want nightmares about losing calves.
Vodafone helps farmers rest and work more efficiently with our market-leading Internet of Things network and MooCall, a device that sends alerts when a calf is on its way. Search Vodafone Business Solutions to discover how we're so much more than mobile. Vodafone, the future is exciting. Ready? Subject to area availability, minimum terms apply. Details at vodafone.co.uk. Business solutions.